Chapter 24. The Wolf and the War Master. Ross and Horus fought with the might of cosmic force unleashed. In their contest, the roar of avalanches was contained, the rising of seas, the eruption of volcanoes, and the birth pangs of stars. The brothers had sparred in the past, before Horus's fall and betrayal. Those bouts had no relation whatsoever to the fight they fought in the corrupted hall aboard the Vengeful Spirit. It was not simply a matter of the situation's gravity that they were trying to kill each other now, where before they had fought in friendship. It was a question of power. Raw energy blazed around the War Master. Every strike of his maul thundered with otherworldly magics. His eyes shone with demonic light. Horus had been an excellent warrior before his downfall, though not so accomplished as Leman Russ. That had changed. Loken was right, Russ thought. He could not possibly beat whatever this thing was. Russ was far from defenseless. His reflexes saved him from the maul's crushing blows. When the War Master's hellish minions rushed in to assist their master, Russ skewered them efficiently. His ability with the blade kept the War Master back, and for once he was glad of a spear's reach. The weapon lent him arcane power of his own. Each thrust arced with blue lightning that stabbed at the ground. Sheets of light trailed its blade as he swept it round his head to slash at his brother. Where the lightning caught upon the corrupted surfaces of the hall, filth curled back and the warped decoration twisted. When the spear sheared into the unholy light surrounding Horus, it shrank away, writhing from the spear's edge. Truly, the Emperor had gifted him with a portion of his own might. It was a wielding blade, steeped in the energies of the underverse, a weapon from myth. Russ whirled, keeping up the spear's momentum with a continuous series of rapid steps. The spear thrummed with palpable delight to be used. Its point shivered through gaps in Horus's defense. The War Master reacted to each attack, blocking them with his monstrous claw or batting aside the spear's shaft with his maul. Each time their weapons touched, violently colored sparks fountained in all directions. They took root in ragged tapestries and upon the sticky faces of unclean artworks, so that wherever Russ and Horus went, fires kindled. Within minutes, the upper part of the hall was ablaze. Warriors fought on in the flames. Space marines, twisted by the Maleficarum of the warp, struck in mad frenzy at Russ's wolves. No more foes emerged from the hidden panels, but hundreds more sons of Horus were pouring into the hall through the great gates. Parties of screaming mortals, many touched by Chaos's warping influence, hurled themselves through smaller doors towards the ship's stern. Russ's amazing mind kept a running evaluation of the battle. His route held the way back for now. There remained a single corridor of retreat, running through the ship down to the embarkation deck. He kept it open for his sons, not for himself. Russ expected to die. All he had to do was hurt the War Master. He was not sure he could do even that. Horus had to see the truth of what he was. He had to know what Russ knew. Russ drove in with a series of lateral strikes, swinging the spear like a sword. Horus parried with his claw, each clash of metal on metal like the peals of a bell heralding the end of the world. Russ howled. Horus laughed into the face of a cry that would have slain a mortal man. Russ's ferocity he found harder to counter. The Primarch of the Space Wolves jabbed hard towards Horus's sides below his plastron, where the armor was thinnest. The War Master moved aside. He was lumbering in his Terminator suit, but anticipated Russ's attacks early enough to avoid them all. Horus's lightning claw punched forwards, seeking to rip Russ's head from his shoulders. The Primarch moved, but not completely out of the way, allowing Horus to grab his pauldron. Ceramite exploded into smoke. Slivers of the metallo-ceramic peppered his face. Russ's armor was that of Elavar, an ancient design imbued with arcane defenses. Its machinery responded to the damage, bathing Horus in a field of deadly cold. But the War Master was unaffected, and he twisted his gauntlet back and forth, working the barbs on his claws like saw teeth deeply into Russ's arm. The Wolf King gritted his teeth against the pain. Horus smiled in triumph. You were wrong, brother. You could not best me. Now you will die. The Warmaster raised his maul to slay his brother, but Horus's arrogance blinded him to the Wolf King's ruse. As the Warmaster swung up the maul, Russ twisted free of the claw, shredding his own armor and flesh to force an opening, and with every ounce of his strength, he thrust the spear one-handed into Horus's side. A shockwave blasted from the impact, rippling Russ's face with its force. He pushed on, grinding the spear through the outer layers of Horus's Terminator plate, into the armored undersuit, through the body glove and into his brother's flesh. Horus looked down at the weapon protruding from his flank in disbelief. A thin sheet of blood ran down the glistening black ceramite of his plate.
I do not need to win, said Russ.
Howling, Leman Russ pushed again, plunging the eager tongue of his blade into the Warmaster's guts. Horus roared in agony, and his men faltered in dismay. His maul fell from his fist, and he began to shake tremendously. His head jerked back, and a blast of white-hot soul fire blazed from his mouth, cracking the armored cowl curved above his head. Skittering lightning crackled over the two brothers. Violet light blazed from his wound, and the edge of the blade shone golden. It, too, was shaking, its edges blurring, becoming a spear made of nothing but light. Russ's arm shook painfully. His post-human muscles and bones went numb as he struggled to hold the weapon in place. Still screaming light, Horus staggered back, releasing Russ in his attempt to dislodge the blade. Russ would not relent and went with him, grinding the weapon in the wound. The Warmaster gripped the shaft of the Emperor's spear, desperate to keep it from cutting deeper. The scream ended. The white-hot light of his wounded soul cut out, and he fell to his knees, head bowed. When Horus looked up, the unholy aura had gone from around his head. The absolute confidence he had displayed a few moments before was absent. His flesh hung slackly upon his skull. He had aged 1,000 years in a moment.
Russ, he said hoarsely. Russ, my brother,
he smiled.
I have been unkind to you. You were the second. I should not have been jealous, but I was. Horus, said Russ. I speak with Horus Lupercal.
Horus closed his eyes and shook his head.
Leman, you have been speaking to me since you arrived here,
he said, his voice thick with emotion.
I have seen it all. I understand. I had to do it. I had to. The Emperor is the greatest evil in the galaxy. But what have I done to stop him? How many have died? Am I worse than he? Horus, said Russ urgently. Call off your warriors. Let us talk. I will take you back to Terra. It is not too late. Too late. Too late, said Horus.
He looked up at his brother. For a moment their eyes met, and Russ saw nothing but regret in his brother's face. Then Horus smiled, and the regret was replaced by triumph. Horus took a deep, rumbling breath, the sort taken by men on the cusp of death.
It is too late, Leman of the Russ, said Horus. Far too late for you.
Horus!
Shouted Russ.
Hear me!
Horus replied so loudly, warriors on both sides stumbled and clutched at their ears.
I hear you, and I defy you.
Horus's words echoed down the eons, coming from a place beyond time and space.
This universe will burn as countless others have burned before it. There can be no victory against chaos. If you cannot accept its power and its glory, then you shall die. The Emperor is doomed. I will kill him myself.
Before Russ could react, Horus punched forwards with his talon, slamming it hard into the injured side of Leman Russ. The boom of the claw's energy fields rolled out over the battlefield, drowning out the noise of battle. Russ roared with pain as the talon raked fresh cuts through his armor and gouged deeply into his flesh. The barbs ripped away chunks of muscle. The energy fields scorched his bones. With a contemptuous flick, Horus threw him off the ends of his claws, hurling Russ across the chamber. Russ skidded to a halt at the foot of a profane painting, the Emperor's spear clattering down beside him. Smoke issued from the rents carved into the armor of Elevar by Horus's talon. Horus grabbed the handle of his maul, forcing his heavily armored body back upright. He gathered his dark majesty to himself again like a cloak. The haggard, suffering figure was gone. Russ could not be sure he had really seen it.
"So, you were good enough after all, brother. You could have killed me. You should not have hesitated. This weakness is what will cost our father victory. You so nearly won."
Horus strode forwards, his maul raised to deliver the killing blow.
"When your soul is cast from you and you are adrift in the warp, then you will know the truth as I do, brother. Before your essence is devoured by the gods our father denies, you will know you were wrong to deny me."
Russ looked up weakly. Blood ran between his teeth. At least one of his lungs was punctured, and his secondary heart had been injured. His flesh burned with the efforts of his Primarch's physiology to heal him, but his hurts were graver than the marks on his armor suggested. His chest was a mess of snapped ribs and pulped organs. The wounds were terrifyingly similar to those he had suffered in the Underverse, and he saw them now as prophecy.
"You can kill me," said Russ defiantly, "but you will never win."
Horus swung his arm down. A howling grey blur intercepted the maul, knocking it aside. A member of the rout took the full force of the blow intended for the Primarch. The maul pounded the warrior flat. Blood burst from the ruptured plates of his armor.
"You are wrong. I will do both," said Horus, drawing back his arm to strike again.
But the sons of Russ were roused to protect their Jarl. A second warrior ran at Horus, chainsword growling. The teeth of his weapon shattered on the Warmaster's armor, and Horus swatted him aside, sending his broken carcass clanging into the wall. A third came, and a fourth, dragging at his arms to save their king.
"Your sons can die before you or after you,"
shouted Horus, as more and more Vilka piled atop him.
"But I will kill you."
He shrugged off the press of bodies, sending their souls to Morkai with sideways twitches of his maul. But there were too many, and they would not stop. As Horus slaughtered his bold sons, Leman Russ dragged himself away. Bjorn's world narrowed to his immediate vicinity, as the necessities of staying alive dictated. Wicked voices jabbered at him in a multitude of tongues. The titanic clash of Primarchs resounded like a thunderstorm throughout the hall. But he was distracted neither by their struggle nor by Maleficarum. He could not afford to be. He had attention only for his foe. A screaming warrior in cracked green armor circled him. He flexed elongated fingers tipped with giant claws. He carried no weapons in his outsized hands. Large tumors, split by puckered mouths, forced their way out through broken plate, intimately enmeshed with the suit's inner workings. The possessed space marine wore no helmet. He would never have found one to fit, for the man's face was that of a giant insect, blended with a simian's heavy features. Compound eyes and twitching antennae surmounted an ape's prognathous jaw. The slit of a second mouth ran off-center where the warrior's nose should have been, lined with fixed needle teeth. Bjorn could not understand how Horus's legion could allow such an aberration to be. The sons of Horus had destroyed entire species far less deviant than this. They had exulted in wiping out beings that did not match humanity's form. And now they allowed Maleficarum to warp them into these things. A lashing tentacle wrapped itself around his elbow. A second demon-ridden warrior was attacking from behind. This second warrior's other arm was a pincer, covered in tiny iridescent feathers that snapped at his face. Bjorn took a step back, as much in disgust at the thing's appearance as a desire to escape its attempts to kill him. Its malformed mouth chittered horribly and spilled acidic spittle from its corrupted Betcher's gland. Bjorn yanked hard, dragging the creature towards the waiting lightning claws of his right arm. It died messily. The second took advantage of his distraction, rushing at him with a powerful leap that knocked them both back. Bjorn's power pack collided with a Sons of Horus legionary. The traitor was sent sprawling. Another space wolf finished him with a downward stab of his power sword. The first possessed space marine had one of its freakish hands clutched around Bjorn's helmet. The other pinned his arms to his sides in an enwrapping embrace. The demonic space marine was incredibly strong. A toxin pinged in Bjorn's ear as the ceramite of his armor creaked under the pressure, then cracked. Gas hissed from the hole. His helm groaned and gave, the inner surface pressing into his scalp. Bjorn grunted and flexed his arms. The possessed space marine's pinning limb tightened like a constricting serpent around him, but in the moment before, it loosened a fraction, enabling Bjorn to swivel up the barrel of his gun. His chest vibrated with the explosions of a dozen bolts as he emptied his weapon under the warped breastplate of his foe. It shrieked and fell away, curling up like a dead spider, leaving Bjorn panting and covered in smoking ichor. The pain of the half-crushed helm became impossible to ignore. Bjorn swore as he fiddled with the release bolts. Still cursing angrily, he wrenched it off and threw it away. His braids came loose, snagged on the ruptured ceramite, and his black hair stuck to the sweat of his forehead. The battle was shifting. He looked up the hall to where the Primarchs clashed. An inferno burned around the stairs, drapery and artworks falling in flaming swags to the ground. Lehman Russ was lying injured by the wall. Horus was pushing himself to his feet, retrieving his maul. He was wounded too, but he had won. Bjorn felt a terror he had never known, not even as a youth fighting to survive the endless dangers of Fenris. The Primarch was going to die.
"To the Primarch!" a voice called. "To the Primarch!"
Warriors abandoned their individual struggles with Horus's traitors, felling their opponents in their desperation to get to their gene father. Dozens failed and were cut down as they attempted to disengage and rush to the Wolf King. They ran at the War Master, hitting him with weapons that had little chance of wounding him, grabbing for his arms. They were like children trying to save their parents from an ogre, helpless against his strength. They persisted, dragging at him with their weight of numbers. He bludgeoned them aside, killing one with every stroke. Jarls fell as easily as warriors. Under the cover of their assault, Russ dragged himself away. Horus disappeared for a moment under a seething mass of grey ceramite warsuits before he burst outwards, sending the Vilka flying. The survivors got up and hurled themselves back into the fray. Horus levelled the guns attached to his talon at them, blasting them down, but more came. Hundreds of Vilka Fenrika sacrificed themselves to save their Primarch. The Sons of Horus were forming up around their master, adding their guns to the culling of the wolves. Bjorn howled in anguish. He broke into a sprint, gutting a traitor running to intercept him, shooting another down, determined to sell his own life to save his lord. All semblance of discipline had gone from the field. Neither side was operating as a whole. It was mayhem, as disorganized and deadly as the land raids Bjorn had fought in as a child. He reached Russ's side a moment later. Russ was still crawling away from his brother, half-conscious, his hand pressed at his wounded side. His shoulder was mangled and his battleplate red with blood. The Varagir formed about him, presenting a wall towards the War Master and keeping the lesser traitors at bay. Grimnir skidded down on his knees by Bjorn's side and lifted Russ's hand aside.
"His wounds are bad, one-handed," he said. "We must take him away from here. We have failed."
"No,"
said Russ, his voice barely audible.
"We have not. Horus still lives, my Jarl," said Bjorn. "We did not fail."
Bjorn and Grimnir looked at one another. Bjorn shrugged.
"We must evacuate," Grimnir said. "The day is lost."
Russ nodded. Grimnir switched to Legion-wide Voxcast.
"Fall back! In the name of Russ, fall back!"
He sent pulses of coded information, verifying the order as genuine. Bjorn lifted one of Russ's arms, Grimnir the other. It was like bearing the outflung limbs of a mountain, but Russ managed to get to his feet with their help.
Can you walk, my Jarl?
Said Bjorn. Russ gritted his teeth, unable to speak. Bloody spit ran through his lips. Groaning with pain, he forced himself to take a step, then a second. They dragged their limping Primarch away, as dozens of howling wolves held the rear and were massacred for their pains. The Sons of Horus pushed in from all sides, shooting into the press of Vilka Fenrika. The wolf guard walked beside the Primarch, shielding him with their Terminator plate. Their energy shields crackled with deflected shots, and they gunned down the Sons of Horus as they attempted to stop Russ's escape. Half a minute later, they reached the door that led deeper into the ship, their evacuation route. The four wolf packs who held the door were all shouting, agitated by their lord's fall. Anguished hands clutched at the Wolf King, hindering him in their need to help, and Bjorn was forced to slap them away. When they got through the door, the fleshmakers came to the Primarch, and Bjorn relented. Russ's arms slipped from his and Grimnir's shoulders, smearing clotting blood and sealant foam across Bjorn's plate. Bjorn turned back to look through the door. The last of the rearguard able to do so were retreating. A semicircle of warriors were laying down a withering hail that kept the traitors back to cover their fellows. But they were falling quickly, and beyond them were over 1,000 members of the rout trapped inside the hall, surrounded by the Sons of Horus. Enemy reinforcements were flooding into the chamber, attacking the Vilka with savage glee. The rout howled and roared out their oaths, letting their savagery run free. They were doomed, nevertheless.
They are all going to die, Bjorn said. It is glorious.
We have to move, snapped Grimnir. The Primarch's life depends on it.
Bjorn was dazed. His limbs trembled from the efforts of carrying his genefather.
Come on, one-handed, said Grimnir.
His voice was a metallic snarl from his augmeter, but he was speaking more gently.
Now is the time to prove that you deserve the Primarch's confidence.
Still, Bjorn could not stop watching the slaughter of his brothers. Horus was massacring them with contemptuous ease.
Run back to father, whelp!
Shouted Horus. And it seemed he was addressing Bjorn personally. He plucked a Vilka from the ground, crushed him in his claw, and flung his corpse into his fellows.
Run away like the cur you are!
He was laughing as he murdered Russ's sons. Then the door shut on the carnage, and Blademaker Iron Wolves moved in to weld it closed.